Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing our state's entrepreneurial community. And here to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, who is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, the last several weeks, we've been talking about developing the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the state, and more recently, we've been telling some really good success stories. And I saw an announcement that the Charleston Digital Corridor is consolidating into some new space in downtown Charleston in preparation for moving into a brand new space in 2020. It dawned on me that Charleston Digital Corridor is kind of the granddaddy of the kind of incubators that we have in the state. It's run by Ernest Andrade. He does a good job of illustrating, you know, the value of this kind of space. And part of it is real estate. It's giving people a place to go to work, to have a desk, all the kinds of physical things you need for a team to work together. But it's also about networking in a community, and they do a good job of trying to build that. You know, some of the folks on their website that provided testimonials are Earl Bridges, co-founder of Good to Great, which is a pretty strong company out of Charleston. Greer Allen, the CEO of Boomtown, really big, successful company. You know, angel investors or venture firms, Michael Knox, Silicon Harbor Ventures. So provide people a physical space where they can work, get to meet other people in the community, you know, network them together, and in particular, connect them to, you know, the capital so they can grow. So Ernest was on the leading edge of this 25, 30 years ago, you know, when many of us were getting started in the state. And here's a part of the Charleston Digital Corridor that many people probably don't know. Maybe 20 years ago now, I called a meeting down in Charleston, and I invited entrepreneurial people from across the state to come down, and we were talking about how we were going to grow this ecosystem in South Carolina. And we did it in Charleston because I wanted to introduce people to Ernest and the Charleston Digital Corridor. And one of the folks that was with me was John Moore and a colleague, Jeff Papenthus, and they heard Ernest talking about the Charleston Digital Corridor, and they got inspired. They came back to Greenville. I think they made a trip or two back down to Charleston to talk to him some more. And out of that came what today is Next, which is the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Greenville. That's pretty cool, isn't it, that we, you know, have a group in Greenville, in a way, spun off a pioneer group in Charleston.
Well, it is cool and not a story that I'm familiar with that I realized. I guess we could say it kind of all started down there in Charleston.
Well, I think in South Carolina, Ernest was definitely ahead of the curve. And what I think is cool is a lot of us have been doing this state in the state a long time. And if you really look at the interconnection between a lot of these organizations, it's probably deeper and greater than people realize. As you look out now in Charleston, you've got the Harbor Accelerator, John Osborne and Stan Gray. Folks know each other pretty well and learn from each other and build on each other. And I think that's really, you know, productive and healthy in South Carolina. And it just reminded me of kind of how much progress we've made and how much we've kind of helped each other when I saw this announcement from the Charleston Digital Corridor and how they were taking the next step to the next level. And I think that's really important. They have a lot of support from the city of Charleston. You know, we talked last week about Tom O'Hanlon up in Liberty, and, you know, he's been a successful entrepreneur and how much he's given back to the community. Same thing's happening in Charleston with people like Earl Bridges and Greer Allen and Michael Knox, who, you know, being really successful in the Charleston area. And they're going to contribute disproportionately, you know, to Charleston, not only in their companies and the jobs they create and the wealth they build, but also the philanthropic leadership that they're going to provide, mostly because they live in Charleston. You know, that's why they do it there. So, you know, working together and building these kind of ecosystems is really critical in the state. And I think over the last 20, 30 years, we've done a reasonably good job in South Carolina incubating these kinds of organizations that themselves are incubators of high-impact companies.
The Harbor Accelerator, is that the same thing as the Charleston Digital Corridor or part of the corridor?
Well, it's not part of the corridor. I mean, it's complementary. I mean, I think they're colleagues in developing the ecosystem in Charleston. You know, the Harbor Accelerator has classes of entrepreneurs, and they lead them through an accelerator process. And then, you know, when you get through, they do have some incubator space. So They're very complementary, but I think they're also distinctive in their approach.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.